Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Found the Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here. You just heard Jim Nantz talking about the disparity. Let's talk about it with a good egg. As a matter of fact, when I said that Jeff Maggart was going to be on the show, Lance, first thing he said, good egg, good egg. We're talking Aggies.
I don't know if there's bad Aggies, but he's a
there's
good
no
egg.
Such thing as bad Aggies. Good egg. Jeff Maggart joining us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 as we head to the Woodlands Tournament course for the Insperity this weekend. Jeff, welcome back. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
We appreciate you being with us here. Let's start with the Aggies. What did you think of Sam Bennett at the Masters this year? How about that?
Oh, he was very impressive. Actually, me and my son went over to watch Friday's round, and he looked just amazing. What a great player.
How about that? Making the cut and play and actually competing for a while, it caught up with him in the final rounds, but he did a hell of a job. What a great job the Aggies producing yet another great golfer. How about you? How's your game as we head into the Insperity?
My game's on the rise, which is always a good thing. Been playing a little bit more consistent. Obviously, played a lot of golf here at the tournament course in the Woodlands over the years, so have a lot of confidence here and looking forward to a great week.
Finished, your best finish there was losing in a playoff to Mark Brooks. Why do I remember somebody falling in a bunker in that? What did that happen?
Maybe not,
but that was... Okay, what do you remember about that 96 where you and Mark Brooks came to the playoff?
Well, he made a couple of nice long putts at the end there that kind of put him over the top, and usually that's what it takes. But, you know, I've had a lot of great success at that tournament course. Won a couple Texas State Opens there before I got onto the tour, and obviously played it a lot in high school growing up, and I don't know how many Shell Houston Opens were played there, but just had a great time and have a lot of confidence playing that golf course.
Yeah, good, a very good tournament course. Absolutely. How is the Champions? I was watching Charlie Wee and Mark Hensby go. What was it? Four playoff rounds this past weekend. How's life out there on the Champions Tour?
Well, life passes you by pretty quick on this tour. These young guys are, I call them young guys, the guys that are 50 just now coming out onto the tour. They're very competitive. They're tough to beat. And, you know, that's kind of one of the nice things about the Champions Tour. You always get an influx of a few new guys, great players that had great careers on the regular tour. And these guys come in and they play well right away.
Absolutely. And Dave, we just had David Duval on yesterday. He's one of the young guys, right? 51 years old. That's one of the young guys out there.
He's still pretty young, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll tell you this. You got a beautiful swing, but I've never seen a more repeatable swing. When you try to have consistency in your golf game, I've never seen a more repeatable swing than yours, Jeff Maggart. It's unbelievable. It's your finish every single time. I mean, I don't know. Is it still the same for you? It's so unbelievable the way that you – it's every single club, it seems like you're just – it's the same swing.
Yeah, my ball striking's been very well. The only thing, things just don't move as fast as they did when I was 40 years old. So it's a little bit frustrating. I play with my son now, who's 18 years old, and he drives it like 30 yards past me. So it's an adjustment, but everything's good.
Is he going to be a player?
He's actually going to play at Texas A&M this fall. He's got a scholarship offer to play golf there, and he's a great young player, and I expect great things of him.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Got to be proud, Papa, and going to Texas A&M. All of that. That is neat stuff. Is he got the same swing as yours or different?
Well, he definitely moves a little quicker, but he's got a great swing. His mechanics are great, and just has a very consistent game, got a great attitude, and I think he's going to do great.
Yeah, well, that's awesome, awesome. So the Insperity this weekend, all free. You get in absolutely free. So let's go get out there to the Woodlands Tournament course this weekend and watch Jeff Maggart and the rest of the guys. Great stuff, Jeff. Man, we really appreciate it. And I'm going to be out there on Friday. As a matter of fact, we're going to be broadcasting live from there. So we're going to put obviously a lot of draft talk, but also we will be out there for the Insperity as well. Good stuff, man. Welcome back home, and we appreciate you having you here.
All right, no problem. Thank you.
All right, Jeff Maggart right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, the Insperity this weekend at the tournament course, the Woodlands, in the Woodlands. We'll be broadcasting live out there, but we're going to be talking. You're going to be back because you're not going to be here tomorrow.
No, I won't be here until Monday, Monday show.
No, but you're going to be on the show Friday.
Well, yeah, but not in person.
No, but you're going to be on the show.
You said you're in Insperity that day?
I'll be there. You'll be in L.A.
Yeah.
But we'll be doing the show together, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but Dell's going to be here for you tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
Dell's going to be on the show tomorrow.
Yeah, I got a bunch of stuff going on tomorrow. But my mock draft will be turned in. My mock four, my final mock, will be turned in today at 3 o'clock, so they'll have it tomorrow. And it's a tough one. I mean, right now I'm leaning towards Will Anderson just because of injury issues with Tyree Wilson. Will they take a player for 2 years in a row who has a Liz Frank injury?
I don't think you can.
It's tough, man. That's a tough, like, if you believe in him, go ahead. But you got to really, like, after Sauce was so much better than, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. After Sauce was ranked higher by a lot of people, and you went with, you know, was more, let's say Sauce was more productive than Stingley, and now you got Will Anderson, who's been more productive than Tyree Wilson. It could be a tough sell, but I know that Tyree Wilson is talented. He's got upside. He fits D'Amico Ryan's defense. It's just, I think I'm not going CJ Stroud at 2. I'm just telling you, I didn't do it, and I took all those bullets, and I'm still not doing it. I'm definitely not going Will Levis, I can tell you that. And I'm not going to have the Texans trading up for Will Levis. I've heard Will Levis is not going to be a Texan, so I'm out on Will Levis.
So how you just feel fine breaking Jeremy's heart like that?
Yeah, I don't think Richardson, I think he'll be there at 12. I don't think the Texans will draft him at 12. So get ready for people. Now,
bold prediction.
Bold prediction. I don't necessarily believe this, but it's out there. Bijan Robinson, 12 to Texans.
Now what now?
Yeah, I don't think I would do it, but if Bijan went 12, the fans would forget about the quarterback thing pretty quickly. Well, not quickly, but it would help the sting.
Wow. But, hey, listen, you can't have enough weapons.
Well, this is my thought. Bijan gets to carry the ball 17 times a game and Damian Pierce 11, and what you're doing is trying to bludgeon people to death while you're waiting for your quarterback. And you're just trying to run the football and win with running game and defense. About this. Elijah Mitchell, Deebo Samuel, who runs it,
yeah.
And Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
And they had Brock Purdy. And before that, they had Jimmy Garoppolo, who they brought back.
Who can be your Deebo?
It's not on the roster. You don't have a Deebo on the roster. There's some guys in the draft. There's this kid I love named Xavier Scott out of Maine who might be a late round pick.
Can Bijan play in the slot?
I mean, I wouldn't do. He's a running back. Well, and Damian Pierce isn't.
I don't
that.
Know. I just want to get
I mean,
the
you
ball
could,
in his hands.
You could go two running backs and
did they do
split
that with
him
Christian
out
McCaffrey at all?
And split him out. Well, McCaffrey legit. McCaffrey's more like Jahmyr Gibbs, where you can put him out in a slot. I don't know that I would do that with Bijan necessarily, but if you want a guy like that, I'm trying to think of, they're all smaller guys like Jaleel McLaughlin. I can't really think of a guy in this year's draft that you can really, you know, in the first two or three rounds, not Tank Bigsby. That's just a hot take. That's a hot take because some people think, you know, he's like number two. Bijan Robinson is the favorite to go to Philadelphia and then Houston.
Give me a mid-round quarterback that they will take.
Aiden O'Connell. Purdue's
eight. How tall is he?
He's a giant. He's like 6'5".
Well, sounds more like them more and more. And he's accurate.
Very accurate.
See?
Very accurate. Not mobile. He is a statue. I'm not a fan of the mustache at all. Like, to me, I have a hard time getting behind that.
Ooh.
Yeah, I have a hard time getting behind that person.
Can we get a facial hair policy for the Houston Texans, like the Yankees? Him take that off.
I would hope they
would.
He looks
like a giant.
He's also 24. This is a draft where there's a bunch of 24 and 25-year-olds.
Well, because of the
COVID. It's the oldest quarterback draft we've ever
seen. Because of COVID.
Actually, you know what? I say he's a giant. He's only 6'3", but he has such long legs that he looks like he's 6'7".
Really?
He's 6'3", 213, but he's very accurate. Very accurate. This is what I say about him. You're not going to love it. His 21 tape is better than what we saw from him in 22, but there were still flashes last season. He's a pocket passer who can throw with solid accuracy over the first two levels, but struggles with trajectory and rhythm on deep targets. O'Connell has below-average mobility inside and outside the pocket. He needs to keep his progressions on schedule and his throws on time to make up for average arm strength. He had to carry a heavy percentage of the offense on his back at Purdue and could benefit from an offense that allows him to manage games. O'Connell has backup potential and has upside, and his upside is slightly above average. My round projection is 4-5. But he is accurate. Like, so if you want a middle-round guy that if the Texans decide they're going to get cute and go middle round, he's the kind of guy with the accuracy that would fit, but he's not mobile.
I would not be upset at all if they walk out of here with Will Anderson and whatever at
Nolan
12.
Smith.
At Nolan Smith, and then at 33 you pick up the center at 104, you get whatever, and then you grab an Aiden O'Connell to come in here because
That might be the play.
And because you know what?
I'd rather have CJ Stroud, like, let the record reflect.
I mean, people are probably going nuts right
now. So there is a little rumor out of New England with their media. There's a very unconfirmed rumor that they have talked to Houston about a trade involving picks and Mac Jones for the number two selection. Seems outlandish to me, but thought I'd see if you've heard anything. Thanks. From a New England media member. I have not heard that. However, I have said all along that I think Trey Lance and Mac Jones are two guys to keep an eye on for the Texans. Just because they're the two veterans that I think would make the most sense and who are potentially available. I don't think Lamar Jackson, I don't think the Texans are throwing a bunch of money at a quarterback again. I don't see that, especially one who's had season-ending injuries the last 2 years. However, Trey Lance and Mac Jones, those are two guys Mac could easily run this offense, and Trey Lance was drafted for what appears to be this offense. So those are the two guys. If they don't go quarterback at two, then I think those guys are who they should be looking at in a trade. So keep your eye on that for a trade. Some people think a trade could come today. I don't think so. But if there's going to be a trade announced, wouldn't you rather do it when you get the one of the Texans' picks? Like, you know, maybe the Texans. Well, if they go after the number two pick, then you'd have to get the Patriots' 14th pick. You'd get
if you
Mac
walk
Jones.
Out with Mac Jones, the 12th pick, the 14th pick, the 33rd pick. It's not a bad deal. And then what? You're giving up. You got to get more than Mac Jones and the 14th pick, though.
Well, I mean, you're losing 12 draft slots.
You're losing, and you get Mac Jones.
Yeah, you're losing 12 draft slots, but you get Mac Jones. I think you got to get more too.
You got to get more.
I'd probably realistically, you're getting a third that maybe could bounce to a second if he performs at a certain level.
Next year,
put that
third.
In there.
Next year,
this
third.
Year,
yeah.
So you could get Mac. Hey, look, Mac Jones wouldn't be the worst. Mac Jones had no help in New England. He had a good rookie season, but do I think he's the answer? I don't know, but if you're going to go quarterback, I'd rather see him than Davis Mills.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's not.
I guess, too. Don't expect me to get all excited. Like, guys, wait till you hear this one. Before you get all upset about maybe not drafting C.J. Stroud, what about giving away your pick for Mac Jones? I'm not saying that's going to make people excited.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that at all.
Wow, that's not very exciting. It's just not. But you know what they need in this offense with Bobby Slowick? They need weapons, and they need a guy who's accurate. That's what they need. That's what they need. And so I have a lot of confidence in this, in Bobby Slowick and what he's going to do for this football team.
Why? Just because he comes from San Francisco?
Yeah, because he came from
San Francisco. A lot of people probably used to – I'm not saying it's going to happen, but a lot of people probably used to say that with – I have a lot of faith in Charlie Weiss. He's been with Bill Belichick. I have a lot of faith in Josh McDaniels.
No one's ever said
that. I have a lot of faith in Matt Patricia.
No, no.
I have a lot of faith in Romeo Crennel. I have a lot of faith.
No one's ever said that. Said no one. Said no one.
Said everyone. I have a lot of faith in Bill O'Brien.
No. See, I had a lot of faith in Tom Brady, okay?
Well, that's what they should have said.
Yeah, I have a lot of faith in Tom Brady, and Tom Brady made all of those guys look really, really good, and then they went elsewhere without Tom Brady and sucked. So that's what I have a lot of faith in, Tom Brady and what he can do. You know who else I have a lot of faith in? Steve and his patios.
Yeah, Steve and Shell. I do, too. My outdoor kitchen is done, and it looks amazing. I'm going to post some pictures of it soon. And they just did such a wonderful – I'll post it right now on Twitter. You can follow my Twitter account. If you want to go check it out, just go to @LandZerline on Twitter. I'm going to post it literally right now. But great job of retrofitting the kitchen into the patio that they built for me back in December of 2016 is when they finished it. And I really was just missing out on that patio. Now I have a grill out there, a smoker that acts as a grill. It's fantastic. But I wanted one that's built in. I wanted a rotisserie, and now I've got a rotisserie. I can also use it as a cooktop for my bacon and eggs and whatever else I want to make out there. I've got warmers. I've got my refrigerator out there with four different shelves. I've got and lots of storage space. This is something that you guys can get something even way more extravagant than that. And that's what Texas Custom Patios are going to do. They use the very best appliances. So when you go with Texas Custom Patios, you are never going to get less than your money's worth. You're in fact going to get more than your money's worth. And what you are buying is a high quality product. Stone, the workmanship, the granite, all of it is top-notch. The appliance is top-notch. They understand if you're going to spend money for your lifestyle, they want to make sure that they give you everything that you're purchasing and even more, because it's going to really add to the quality of your life and maybe more importantly add to the quality of your home when it comes time to sell. It's my good friends over at TexasCustomPatios.com. That's TexasCustomPatios.com. Check out my new kitchen at Lance Zerline on Twitter.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please.
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you are sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.